Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we are joined by Helper Mayor Lanice Peterman. Lanice, always a pleasure to have you in. Thanks for taking the time.
Oh, thank you for always having me on. It's great to be able to communicate with the communities and Helper and around us with everything going on.
Oh, yeah. And for Helper, especially this year, there's been so many things going on. I mean, First Fridays, Helper Vibes, Arts Festival, you guys really have not stopped.
No, the events have been amazing this year. Vibes has really taken hold. And then obviously First Friday is making a big comeback. And of course, the standard Helper Arts Festival, Christmastown, they're just our steady state 30 years or older events, and we're proud to have them.
Yeah, and the community loves that you guys still put them on, and they're just, each year it feels like they're getting better and better. I mean, Arts Festival, Christmastown this year, it felt like something was in the air when you stepped into Helper, and it was such a good feeling being there.
Yeah, you know, we hear that a lot, that we have a really positive vibe. It's a very community-friendly place. We welcome guests and visitors. So, you know, I'm really proud of the community, the local area businesses, and all the people who put on these amazing events.
And then outside of just city events, it's been a big year for you. I mean, you've done so much. River revitalization. You took a trip to Washington earlier this year.
That was amazing. You know, I'm still not clear how I got invited to participate in a Western States event at the White House. But was super honored to do it and very proud, again, to represent Helper and southeastern Utah, because, you know, a lot of times our rural areas, they're kind of forgotten at that federal level. So I was excited to do that.
Yeah, no, it's always good seeing some rural representation there. And I can't think of a better person to do it than you, Mayor. You really do so much for the community. And when I first started working here, one of the first things I kind of participated in was a panel on Colorado River revitalization. And you were speaking on that.
Right. That went to our river restoration work, which, again, we have finished our phases 1 through 6. However, we are now working on a new plan to continue to rehabilitate the river, as well as do some cleanup work after the wildfires that we experienced a few years ago. It impacted a couple of the phases we worked on, so we've got some cleanup to do.
And, you know, wasn't it just so nice to be able to look out over the summer and see people floating down the river? It's so cool seeing that.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite things, is to see people engaging recreationally in our community. It goes to mental health well-being, physical well-being. So we're just super excited to see people out and about doing some fun physical activities.
And then I think another big thing about this year for Helper City, especially the last few months, there's been a lot of change going on. I mean, new public works building, new police chief. Now you're looking for a new council member and a new recorder. So really just a whirlwind of activity.
It is. And I'm super excited. You know, I really embrace change and tend to be very optimistic and positive. So while I was sad to lose Zach Tonk, I also felt like it opened up a window that we should be looking at and doing some things maybe differently administratively. So I'm excited about the future and where we're going. And I certainly hope a lot of people, you know, step up and want to serve the community and apply for that council role, because I think that's a great way to give back to your community.
And then looking ahead to 2025, we're almost to the new year now. You're about to enter your 7th year as mayor of Helper, starting back in 2018. Looking back, what are some of the biggest changes that you've seen in Helper?
You know, the Main Street revitalization effort, I think, has been the base for all of the positive changes that you see. You know, with Gary DeVincent coming in and rehabilitating buildings and other property owners stepping up and making a really nice, welcoming, historic Main Street. I think that's kind of the base of everything. But, you know, we've got to be looking at our infrastructure, and we've done a good job with that. We're continuing to work on that. This past year, we rehabilitated our water storage tanks, for example. And when I look at 2025, I see road maintenance as a critical item that we have to get working on, as well as a new pipeline transmission coming from Schofield down into Helper. That's a $2 million construction project that will kick off in January. And again, it goes to creating sustainability across the community, and you have to have the infrastructure in place to do it.
Yeah, it all starts with that infrastructure. And I remember being at that city council meeting where that proposed pipeline passed. And that was one of the great moments in my young life where I saw how government can work. I mean, you had the concerned citizens there, and you took in their concerns, and you brought in someone who could help address those concerns. And that's something that, unfortunately, in this age of polarization, you don't really see.
Right. So, you know, basically, when you get into rural areas, the people that are serving you are more service volunteers than they are paid experts, officials running a city. So it's important to rely on the expertise of different organizations. In this case, it was the Rural Water Organization, to help articulate the importance of what we needed to do, why those rates needed to go up, and then to have the citizens embrace that and actually encourage us to do more than. I told someone, I said, that reaffirmed my faith in humanity, that if people understand, they get it, and they come through more than you can even expect.
Yeah, that was honestly one of the most spectacular city council meetings I had ever been at. Because like you said, not only did you have them agreeing with it at the end, you had them asking for that and a little more. So yeah, just educating people on these topics, it's an important thing to do, because especially with social media now, we just get so caught up in all of the negativity, especially when it's something that you feel is going to have a negative impact on your life, that we don't take the time to really separate and learn the facts of these issues.
I think that was, again, I agree with you. That was probably the best ever council meeting I think I've participated in and or run. So it people get it. They just have to understand it. And, you know, getting all of the correct information is really paramount to ensuring that proper understanding and then getting to the right solution. Because again, this water raise wasn't money in our pockets. It's to ensure that we can provide clean, good water to all of our citizens. And I think they got it. And I was excited and honored that they did. And I'm just excited to get this project going. We had a kickoff construction meeting last week. And, you know, it's going to be really life altering when we can make sure all of the water that is coming down the mountain is contained and properly worked.
Yeah, I'm excited to see that construction as it goes on. Now, Mayor Peterman, holidays right around the corner. Is there anything you'd like to share with the citizens of Helper and beyond in terms of a holiday message?
Absolutely. You know, we wish everyone a very happy holiday, Merry Christmas. And if you're traveling this year, please be safe. We want everyone to come back home re-energized and really ready to embrace 2025.
Now, Mayor Peterman, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Just that we're super excited for 2025. We'll continue to do a lot of great things in Helper and get, you know, more businesses on the map, get our river healthier, and to continue to provide stellar services to all of our citizens.
Well, Mayor Peterman, thank you so much again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Helper City Mayor Lanice Peterman. We were looking back on 2024 and looking ahead to 2025. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.